The DA calls on government to make masks optional rather than compulsory for school children. On a risk-based approach, the current requirement is irrational. In South Africa's current context, the negative impact of a mandatory mask policy exceeds the positive impact. Yesterday, the National Institute for Communicable Diseases reported only 801 new cases and 6 deaths in the past 24 hours, with a positivity rate of just 5.5%. Excess deaths in those under 65s have been mostly normal since September last year. We believe that South Africa's mask policy should follow international best practice and standards. The current mask mandate aims to reduce severe illness and pressure on hospitals due to COVID-19 by reducing transmission of the virus. Yet, transmission is already low. Furthermore, the South African Medical Research Council published evidence of a study that showed a massive decoupling between the number of people becoming infected with the virus relative to COVID-19 hospitalizations and death rates. Therefore, the benefit to society from masking school children in terms of any additional reduction in severe illness rates that the policy could achieve is low to zero. On the other hand, being overly cautious has a cost. Masks prevent school children from engaging normally and causes them fear, anxiety, and general discomfort. Normal social interactions with friends and teachers are important for fostering children's growth and well-being. Masks may also obstruct learning and language development. Masking school children continuously, even during times of low severe illness rates, is driving non-compliance, which will be counterproductive during peak times. Last week, Wits Professor Mahdi said that there is no need for children to still be wearing masks in schools. Professor Heather Zahr, chair of the Department of Pediatrics and Child Health, agreed that masks could now be removed as a mandatory requirement in schools given the stage of epidemic that we're in. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention's updated guidelines recommending that masks only be required when and where COVID-19 hospital admission levels or staffed inpatient bed occupancy rates are high. The World Health Organization guidelines are that children should wear a cloth mask when there is a widespread transmission in the area. Given the international trend and scientific proof towards the lifting of mask mandates, the DA urges government to follow suit and consider lifting mask mandates for learners.